Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the pizza man himself, Rich Stambolian.
Ooh, baby, spin it. Have you ever tried to make a pizza on your own?
I did. My dad had a pizzeria.
It's harder than it looks.
Very difficult.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, my dad had multiple
pizzerias. What was it called? What were they called?
I don't want to say the name. Actually, they were called Gasparini's.
Okay.
And they were terrible. It was a terrible pizzeria.
Really?
Not good.
I did not know pizza. That about Fred.
Fred made a good pizza, but it's very competitive, the pizza market.
It seems like, especially around here.
And I'm a pizza snob, so for me, it has to be perfect.
I don't think so. Yeah. I've seen you eat some gnarly pizza.
No, which one? What have I had? I like good pizza.
That's
Brothers was great the other day when we got it from them. Brothers wasn't bad.
Brothers was good.
Yeah. I've had
We should do, when we do Matt Prano's, we should incorporate pizza talk with it.
We should. And I'm having a bacon, egg, and cheese while we're doing the show today. Second show of the week. Obviously, a lot of breaking news this week. The first show, if you haven't listened to, still relevant. A lot of news on there. We'll recap some of it today, Rich and I. But over the last couple days, I've been bombarded with breaking stories and rumors. And we were thinking about doing a show on Thursday, but I really needed to gather my thoughts and kind of talk to Rich about what we're going to talk about and what we're not going to mention. Because some of the stuff that obviously I was told, I have to be very careful that the source of this story or the multiple sources of the story don't get outed, which is a big problem. I've spoken to a couple other people in professional wrestling journalism, I guess you could call it, right? Coverage. People, I'm not going to say who told me what, but you could kind of assume based on the relationship we have on the show with certain people to kind of put things together. And once the story comes out, obviously I'll mention those guys and I'll thank them publicly because there's a lot of back and forth going on here. But I don't know where to begin. I guess we could start, Rich, with the most latest story, right? All the misconduct accusations happening in the world of professional wrestling. We were thinking about how we were going to do this. And Rich and I had, we generally stay away from topics like this for many reasons, right? One, it's alleged at this point. Legally, you can't point a finger at someone and say they did something. But because of the magnitude of this, I thought it would be only appropriate to talk about it now without naming names.
Yeah.
Wrestling, much like other industries, have a very uncomfortable past.
And present.
I'm saying the past is, you look at the past, you look at the 80s and you look at the 70s and it's terrible, right? And we have been, many from the outside looking in, have been under the impression that a lot of these things have been cleaned up. And yes, it has, tremendously. A lot of these things, a lot of these problems, a lot of these issues that you saw 20 years ago do not exist in professional wrestling to the magnitude they existed then, right? You can't say that... it doesn't exist, but there is definitely, and I'm not shying away from the U.S. independent wrestling scene or the U.S. wrestling scene, but there is a tremendous U.K. wrestling scene issue from what you're seeing right now between trainers and trainees, between major players in the industry. Listen, I do not want to go into detail about which allegation is accurate and what's not. I don't want to go down that slippery slope because there's no right answer there at this moment because everything is so new. From what I've seen and heard, there's a tremendous problem. There's a problem on every side of this, right? I think that's going to be a problem of minimal accusations. There's going to be a problem of true accusations. There's going to be a problem of people that just, they've known and they've hit it. This is going to be a big cluster ref. Rich and I, we were talking about this before, right? And I think like a year and a half ago when something like this happened, we were talking about how the fact that how is it that this stuff has not come out before, right? This has not been a hot topic over the last couple of years. You see it pop up and then it fades away. But I think with the current climate and everything going on in the world, I think it's this is the moment that you're going to hear a lot about this. I don't think WWE is excused from this issue. I think a lot of people are not speaking up about what goes on at times. But I could tell you, there was a big meeting yesterday regarding everything that's happening. And you could read between the lines what I'm going to say right now, but the days of NXT UK are numbered at this point. I don't, from what I'm hearing, there is an option to maybe say, maybe we need to exit this scene.
Yeah, and that was brewing before all this stuff happened, too.
With NXT UK?
Yeah, with NXT UK, because I felt like, I think because of the pandemic, everything was on the fringe, you know, but like topically, like all this stuff that's happening, and I, you know, it's not, again, like Andrew said, we're not going to like name names or do anything like that, but, you know, like this is an unfortunate, very unfortunate situation, and it's also a testament to the power of social media, you know, like everybody is able to tell their truth and get their stories out there. And whether it reflects poorly on somebody or greatly on somebody, you know, like that's for everybody else to decide. Yeah. But the one thing that we both agree on was, Jesus, if there was social media in the 80s, 90s, forget it. All these dudes would be in jail. Right.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating, though? Those stories that we've all heard in shoot interviews. And by the way, we're not. I just want to pretense this. I'm not getting political on this thing. Rich and I do ever go down that direction. I don't like the outing of people. I'm all for wait till the information is presented in front of you, then create an intelligent process and intelligent thought to kind of discuss. But
you like a nice payoff. You like the option for the payoff.
You know, there's been so many stories like this that we've held off on to kind of, and Rich and I talk about this between ourselves. I'm tuning us all, but listen, this is a touchy subject that I don't want to get wrong. I don't want to ever accuse someone of something that they didn't do, and the opposite. I don't want to come off like I'm defending someone when they did something heinous. I could tell you, a lot of these names that I'm seeing, I 100% believe the story. Read one. Actually, I read one right before the beginning of the show. And this event took place here in New York during Evolve a couple of years ago with a girl that was from out of town in for, I think, SummerSlam weekend or WrestleMania. Yeah, SummerSlam weekend. I'm not going to, again, I don't want to invade anybody's privacy. She posted this thing. And to many, that was the least of the problems because it wasn't a big name affected with this. But I read that story and I actually... For the first time reading these stories, I was like, oh my God, that's heinous. Like, it was that impactful. And I believe it, right? I mean, I read it, and wow, that's terrible. And you read the other ones, and you're like, God, this is terrible. But for whatever reason, that one hit me because it was just disgusting. Just to go in, to kind of end it there. But, you know, you're going to hear a lot of this. There's obviously one thing. There's a Matt Riddle accusation right now going around. Mm-hmm. We'll see how they deal with it. We'll see what happens.
Sorry,
with
Derek.
That. Yeah, I know Derek is very upset at that in the chat room. But listen, in my life thought, and I'm not saying that this is what happened, but I've never thought, hey, let me forcefully make you do something for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not in my process. It's not in my mental process. So it's difficult for me to come up with any justification for why somebody would react in that manner and do that in that way. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what story comes out, and then we'll figure it out, you know, as the story develops with certain people that we've heard.
Yeah. It's the wrestling business is completely nuts, much like any other entertainment business, right?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, and we were talking about this yesterday on text, where like it's very much like a rock and roll atmosphere, you know, like I train really hard, I look amazing, I can talk on the mic. I can go out there. I can rock a crowd. The crowd's rocked. Everybody's high in adrenaline. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff to a bunch of people. They're going to regret it later on. I'm probably going to regret it later on. You know, I think there's a lot of that going on too, you know, yeah. Like, and we were talking about this, like, if you like, I'm using Motley Crue as an example, or like your very popular hair metal bands, where again, in the age of social media, you hear these stories like 30 years down the line and you're like, holy shit, these guys did a lot of nasty stuff. That was the time. Terrible things. But it's, you're basically bringing like the nasty stuff to the modern day, where you have the social media, you have a different perspective on things. You have a generational perspective on things, you know, like Andrew and I were talking about, like, you know, like it seems like we like in terms of like a general fan base, we may have aged out, you know?
Yeah. We were talking about that where, you know, we've hit the, I think this goes with any kind of fandom, right? We talk about super fandom. We talk about, you know, toxic fandom. I don't think I've ever been in that category where I personally, like, listen, I love professional wrestling, right? I love it.
Yeah.
This is one of the few things that I love the Mets. I love professional wrestling, but I'm very passionate about wrestling because I generally enjoy doing this. But the second it's no longer fun for whatever reason, it's not my identity. This, I don't have to do
right,
this.
Right. But I do think that's the problem with a lot of people. You know, like when you like something to the point where it becomes your identity, I don't think that's healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, cause I feel like when you're at that point where you like something to the point where it's unhealthy and then you realize how the quote unquote sausage is made, you're going to be turned off for life.
Yeah. I think that's part of it, but not saying
keep everything at arm's length,
not saying that sausage factory is kept to the best standards.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made for the most part, you know, like,
you know, David Starr is one name. I'm just going to, I'll keep it there. You know, that kind of started this, the David Starr accusations. I got to tell you, David Starr has not made a lot of friends in the business. I think a lot of people, I think the aggressive attitude towards certain things and with anybody creates negativity of you. So when something bad happens, people are going to be very quick to say, you know what, you're a piece of garbage. Even if, I'm not saying that they're wrong for saying that, but that's why you see it more with certain people than other people. Sometimes people are coming up with excuses. You could see that for a lot of other people too.
It's also a pylon. It's the pylon mentality and everything. Again, we're not defending anybody, but you know, like you can see how like the internet blows everything way out of proportion without facts, you know, factually, obviously, if there's abusers out there, get rid of them. That's it. Fire them. Don't book them.
Cut them.
You know, that's all you got to do. Cut them loose.
Yeah.
Cut them loose.
This is kind of taken over the last 2 days of pro wrestling topics. I'm glad to see people coming forward. I hope there's some sort of accountability, and I truly hope that we don't have a rush of false accusations to muddy the water for a lot of these legitimate, extremely concerning issues. I know that the UK scene is muddled with issues. I think a lot of it, I spoke to somebody in the UK wrestling scene, and I'll go into this actually, because they told me that I could talk about the topic, right? He said he doesn't want to be named. He's a pro wrestler on the UK scene. Well-known guy. He made an interesting point to me. He said, this isn't just the pro wrestling scene, right? He goes, this is part of you. There's a big problem with the UK bar culture. And I'm just going based on what he said. Listen, I've gone to the UK. I've been all over England. I've been in Ireland. I've been, you know, all around Europe in that case. But it was actually fascinating to see in the UK, the bar culture, which I witnessed a lot of this, but I didn't know that it's a thing. What he was saying to me is that, you know, because the drinking age is low, like 18 is, you could legally go and drink at 18, but 16 people, you could drink at 16. You just can't buy the drink, right? People start, that bar culture is created very young. And there is a, there's a big issue with underage drinking happening in bars, where you have a lot of you know, 14, 15, 16 year old girls, hanging around some not so great guys. And, you know, they're hanging around because they're getting drinks, and the guys are hanging around because they're around younger girls. And it's creating this really terrible environment for everybody. And a lot of these guys are predators, especially in the wrestling industry. Yeah. This is what, I mean, I'm saying what he's saying, right? A lot of these guys kind of, they thrive on having these conversations with these young girls. And he was saying, listen, he goes, I could tell you, because I don't want to name names, but I could tell you things that I've seen and heard over the last, you know, 10 years of being in the business. I can't, it's alarming because it's on such a mass scale that these kind right. of conversations with inappropriate conversations, and he's not saying that he saw anything bad happen, right? But inappropriateness happening in this culture where you have a lot of younger women showing up to these shows. They know the bar you're going to. They're hanging out at the bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, conversations lead to other things, and it's really dangerous. And he was like, I'm shocked this hasn't been fixed. But he goes, this is not just a wrestling thing. It's a problem in the UK bar scene. And it's nobody addresses it. Everybody just pretends it doesn't happen. So very interesting. I found it very interesting that he wrote that to me.
Yeah, culturally, it's, you know, apples and oranges between here and the UK.
Yeah. Jim Cornette also, accusations are being thrown at him. The Jim Cornette stuff, I had heard like 10 years ago. I'm curious what his response is going to be. I think that he said that it was doctored. It was Photoshopped. So we'll see what happens.
Oh my God.
It's every corner. Every corner you're looking at, there's a problem going on. Do you want to talk now? Do you want to get into, by the way, guys, if you have questions, save them for the end of the show. We're going to do our Q&A. There's a lot that I probably am forgetting that I've been bombarded with the last week. I called Rich. I filled him in on everything. And we've had this discussion multiple times at this point. Let's see. Let me see where I want to go. Okay, let's talk about WWE tapings first. Okay? So, WWE had a major problem this week where someone that was at the June 9th taping, so 10 days ago, tested positive for COVID. Then story came out that WWE was telling people they cannot wear a mask on TV. And they had to shut down the tapings for Wednesday. For Tuesday, they shut down the tapings, and there were problems on Wednesday with the taping, right? I believe there were problems on Wednesday. Somebody remind me. Yeah. It's so much information right now. So what I was told was that there was no specific statement or announcement telling the audience members not to wear masks, that they're not allowed to wear a mask. But
if you ain't a fan, if you're wearing a mask, right?
By the way, it was all friends and family that were invited. This was the first week WWE opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
So they were told, they were not told that they're not allowed to wear masks, but it was kind of hinted that you don't have to.
Okay.
That you don't have to wear a mask, that you're on TV. It wasn't like a hard statement of don't wear a mask, but it was kind of like, hey, you don't have to wear a mask. You know that, right? Like a wink and a nod.
Like a wink, wink, kind of.
Wink, wink, yeah. So that happened. And then you find out that WWE was not doing proper testing whatsoever. They were just doing...
Yeah, no testing.
Which I'm baffled by that because I was told that they're doing testing for coronavirus. I was told that.
Do you think
WWE's doing it?
Do you think the test was Vince holding the back of his hand to somebody's forehead and then saying,
the
cough
lips.
In my mouth?
No, the
He's
lips.
He's like, cough. cough
Vince
in my mouth.
Can you imagine that? Vince is just standing there. He's like, R-Truth, come here. Come here, give me your forehead. And he just puts his lips on his forehead. He's like, all right, you're good. You can wrestle.
You're good. I got to smell your breath. Let me talk in your mouth for a minute.
Vince is terrible. They were not doing. I know. I'm so exhausted with everything today.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not doing proper testing. They started doing proper testing. many guys are very upset that they were, a lot of these precautions weren't put in place. But again, it started 10 days ago. This issue happened. Now here's where the big problem is. And here's the big story, okay? I have asked and asked and asked. And on Monday, when Rich and I did the podcast, we did it on Monday because I was told this story. Now I'm hearing more about this, okay? So I'm going to break this down for all of you. I have been told by multiple people that the hard date for a return for a live audience, meaning more people, right, extending beyond the friends and family that they did this past week on Monday, I was told that July 24th would be the date, taking place in Florida. Now, okay. I've asked maybe 20 people about this, and I've got an answer from three people. The 24th looks like the date for SmackDown, 27th for Raw. I was told it's going to take place in two different venues. Initially, I was told Florida and Texas. Now I'm hearing more specific regarding Florida, and I'm hearing Lakeland, Florida for a live audience. Okay. Now, here's where the problem is. Florida is not doing so great with case numbers going up right now.
Yeah, no. It's spiking.
So, the date I'm being... Again, this is not... I've confirmed this, and I've heard from multiple people, because I want to protect the people that are telling me this. It's not the obvious people, right? I'm being told Lakeland, Florida for SmackDown. Raw, I was told it's going to be in a different venue. First, I heard outdoors. The only outdoor venue in Lakeland, Florida that makes sense is where the Tigers have their spring training, the Detroit Tigers. So maybe if they're going outdoors there, there is a building that WWE does run in Lakeland, Florida. Not a lot. They run it every couple, maybe 5 years or so. Maybe they could run that venue. They generally run it for house shows, and I think it's a few thousand. Okay. And I believe they recently renovated it. I think they do it. They use it for basketball. There's also a hockey, a minor league hockey arena in Lakeland. So Florida's in turmoil right now with these case numbers. They just announced at this very moment that masks must be worn. So it looks like they don't want to shut down everything, but they are looking to kind of prevent this from spreading. So I'm told this coming week, this Wednesday, there will be an announcement regarding live shows in WWE. So, by the way, Jamie Coy in our chat room just said 3,800 new cases just announced for Florida. That's a lot. It's going up.
That is a lot. That's a full arena.
So, listen, it's fine if people are getting it. That's to be expected. But once you see the hospital ICU beds and the hospital admissions go up and the mortality go up, the death rate go up, then you are in some trouble, right? So, as of today, as of Wednesday, I was told a week from now there will be an announcement, right, for venues and WWE opening up live shows for the audience. I'm also told, and I'll say this again, I can't remember if I said this last on Monday. So we have SummerSlam coming up, right, in August. SummerSlam takes place on the 23rd, right? Yeah, August 23rd is SummerSlam. I was told that there are notes that there's another live event on the 30th.
Okay.
Which is a Sunday. Right? So, how do you think WWE should do this, Rich? How do you think this... Do you think July 23rd is a realistic, safe place to be for them to go into a live environment?
I think that depends on the population of Florida taking proper precautions. I think it's, and we got a little bit of this in New York too, where it's like, hey, as soon as the nice weather hit, everybody's on the street. No mask, nobody gives a shit. Florida, I think it was earlier than us, and there are so many cases now of people saying like, yeah, I should have worn a mask. Why didn't I wear a mask? I think WWE, this is a purely business decision on their part. It has nothing to do with keeping people safe or keeping people healthy. They're so staffed that they can you know, like who's dropping out? Kevin Owens is dropping out. Sami Zayn's dropping out. Roman. These guys are staying home for a reason because they don't want to get sick, right? They have families, yeah. You know, maybe pre-existing conditions or whatever. I think WWE is definitely feeling of the pandemic. And it's clear that in certain regards, they don't really give a shit. You know, like you said, they didn't really have testing until the point where somebody got sick, which is the wrong way to go about things, right?
Yeah. And
I think they should hold off, man. Survivor Series. That's it. Keep it till November.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, you know, because you're seeing these Florida numbers go up. I think the friends and family, opening up the venue for friends and family is the way to go. I think that's the way to go. By the way, AEW is also looking to bring people in those buildings. When I say WWE, we're not just singling WWE out here. AEW is also very interested to get people in the building. Everybody wants to get people in the building. By the way, the networks want people in the building. The a lot of the talent, which you'd be surprised, wants people in the building. They want to get going. But Florida right now, I don't know how well they're going to be doing. In a week, we'll find out more. You know, maybe this is a small spike and then it'll just kind of settle if they get it under control. But the plan going forward was an announcement on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday next week. So... Mm-hmm. This started. When did we talk about this originally, Rich? I told you like 2 weeks ago, right? We were talking
I feel like time's a blur. You may have said it like a month ago. You may have said it yesterday.
I think I've always said end of July. That's always been what I've been told. Yeah. So that's one of the big stories here that WWE, as of let's go based on Friday last week. The plan was that this coming Wednesday, they would have an announcement for live events. They're going to open it up, and they're going to do proper social distancing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they're not going to have 5,000 people in the building, but if they could have a couple hundred people in the building, that's the way to go. That's their plan. Yeah. So they want to just slowly fill it up and create a live environment of reaction, natural reactions to the product, because obviously the product hurts from there. Anything you want to add to this, Rich?
Again, it's tough to we live in a day and age where money obviously is for businesses like WWE is way more important than people's safety. And that's very unfortunate. Plus, I think they pay off basically Florida to start running shows. I think in an ideal situation, they would keep doing what they're doing, doing the performance center, doing Full Sail if they can, record more cinematic wrestling stuff. And then, you know, once it really dies down, start bringing a limited audience, make sure they're protected, make sure they're tested and safe, and just kind of go from there as opposed to jumping the gun and being like, hey, we're the first entertainment company to do X, Y, and Z, where, you know what, like, it seems like they've got their money so tangled in a million different things. And like on Monday, we were talking about the whole Saudi thing, losing money on the XFL, stock plummeting. Vince McMahon losing $1 billion in a year, right? Like his net worth went down by $1 billion. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's a perfect storm of panic.
Well, you caught me with a bacon, egg, and cheese in my mouth, Rich.
Yeah, eat that. Eat it. Eat it on the air.
I'm shoving the thing in my mouth.
Smash it against your face. I want to see some mukbang.
No, I got a little bit. That's it. That's all that's left. That's all that's left. So, by the way, this is interesting. Bob Rowe in the chat room says, remember, Vince McMahon owes Morgan Stanley several hundred million on the margin loan for the XFL. So, think about that. Thank you, Bob. That's a good point. I want to touch on the next thing, because I had two big stories here.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be careful.
You got to be very careful about this.
Yeah. I got to be very careful about this. Because there's not a lot of people that know much about it. So,
right.
I'm going to... You see me thinking. I'm looking up, and I'm thinking how I'm going to present this. So,
yeah, I like watching you think, because you always look up. That's the indication that you're thinking.
Yeah. I always look up because I don't want to screw this up.
Can you do the Undertaker eyes?
You know what? I could when I was
little. Look like you came. Busting a nut right now.
So obviously there's a ton of promotions out there, right? that have not been able to run events. Obviously, you got the big ones. You got, you know, AEW and WWE and Impact even have been running TV. But for AEW and WWE, there's a lot of money in TV rights deals, right? The AEW deal is around $180 million total for X amount of years, over 3 years. WWE is getting, I mean, close to $1 billion over the next X amount of years. More than that, right? What's their TV deal right now? Somebody tell me. I forgot. So they're fine. But there's a lot of other companies that don't have the luxury of a TV deal to be able to support and keep going, right? We're seeing the story that Evolve, that went public. Evolve is essentially done. WWN is essentially done. I think now with some of the allegations coming across to people within the company, it's not, I think it's more of a nail in a coffin for them as far as branding and running. The story is that WWE is very interested in purchasing the rights. I have been told back and forth that either WWE is in the process of purchasing it. They have already purchased it. They purchased part of their library. Some of the, you know, some of the footage is theirs now. It's very complicated and convoluted because there's no straight answer. But I think by next week, we'll have a better answer of what's happening with Evolve from what I'm hearing. But there is another promotion for sale. This promotion is always for sale. Let me just put it that way. That the ownership is looking to offload. They really, they've lost confidence in a regrowth period because they cannot see, because a lot of their money is going to come from the gate business because they don't have proper TV. And there's no gate that you're going to be able to get for a while. Do you want to add to this, Rich?
Could I say that? Can I talk about assets?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see how I could phrase this delicately. It would be interesting to see where these assets end up.
Well, I can tell you they're going to end up on a network if this happens. This is not the first time that conversations have been held about doing this. I think about 3 years ago. Do you remember about, was it 3 years ago when we spoke about this?
Oh, yeah. No, it was about 3 years ago, but I feel like every so often the topic of this would come up.
Yeah.
We're being so delicate right now. Look at us.
I am, just because I don't want to
jumping on clouds.
It's not even that I don't want to be wrong. I want to protect certain people that have told me this.
I think we've said enough.
Yeah. I want to protect certain people with this. So I've reached out to the person that told me this is not coming from the wrestling side, and that's why I believe it. I always believe the non-wrestling side when I get this information, when I get it from like a parent company. Like a lot of my AEW stuff when it was happening came from Warner Media. It actually came from their ad sales team.
Yeah.
Which is hysterical. Literally sitting at a bar in New York City, I see a guy with a pad with an AEW logo on it. I'm like, "Oh," and he was in a suit and had a couple cocktails and he laid out everything. So this is kind of that kind of scenario where it's not necessarily the promotion. The archive footage is very valuable. Okay. Because you got to remember how many people possibly have gone through this promotion that archive footage could be used in a plethora of documentaries, endless, right? Endless stuff. I want to see what happens in the coming weeks. I've reached out to friends that cover this. I gave them whatever it was because I'm not one of those people that holds off on information from other people because I'm not in the business of breaking news. That's not what I do. We do an entertainment show, but sometimes we get this information. I think over the last like 6 months, you and I have been getting tons. Today's the day, Rich.
I think it's because we're both very nice and people like to tell us stuff because they know they know that we're not going to immediately put anybody on blast.
Yeah. I'm that's one of the big stories here that I've been tiptoeing around, and I'm laying it out there in the most, listen, I'm not being cryptic to be cryptic. This isn't a clickbait thing.
Yeah, no.
I just don't want to ruin anything for anybody.
You don't want to blow your cover.
A lot of you guys in the chat room are absolutely accurate with your assumptions.
Does that chat get archived, or once we're done?
It does. It does get archived.
Oh, you bum.
It doesn't have to. No, because we're going to release this on podcast, so it goes away. I could make it go away.
The podcast form. Okay.
Yeah. So I find that interesting, and I kind of welcome it, because there's going to be a lot of these promotions that just they don't operate anymore. And that's okay, because it's going to create new people to come up. It's going to create a different different group of people. Andrew Clickbait Zarian. That's going to be my new name here. So that's the big story that I was told. I believe that the talks are happening 100%.
ECW library. I'm sorry.
It's the ECW library.
GCW. GFW. Sorry. Global
GWF.
Force Wrestling.
Global Force Wrestling?
Yeah.
That's the one. Jeff Jarrett, baby.
I feel like that roster is still up there on that website.
On the GCW website? I'm willing to bet it is. Let's see. Global Force Wrestling. I'm willing to bet that website is still active. Yeah, it is.
So, the roster. They paid for a 10-year hosting?
They have a StarCast 2 on Fight exclusive. Did they sell this? Did Fight buy this?
Looks like GCW, it, right?
GFW roster. Big fat nothing. Oh, yeah. There's nothing
it's just
the
a blank page.
Anymore. It was up there a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So let's we can slowly move on to other topics here. Guys, submit your questions in the chat room. We'll do our Q&A segment in a couple minutes here. But I don't know if – I think this is welcoming as far as a fan goes, because that content being organized in a proper way would be tremendous.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
Because they really – their system of archiving stuff is all over the place, which I'm not a fan of. But you have many years of unbelievable stuff that a certain network will be able to do unbelievable stuff with it. So
I definitely wish we could talk about what we talked about yesterday on the phone in terms of where stuff could go and what it could lead to.
You know what? Text it to me. Maybe I can. Maybe I'll be daring.
I feel like I think I can say one word, right? Maybe not.
No,
I'm going to text it to you.
Okay. Text it to me. Here's the thing.
I'll text it to you.
I was told that is not going to happen. I asked.
What I just texted you.
Yep. Point blank asked somebody that was telling me 100% it's possible of happening, but they said that will not happen.
Can I say the word?
Give it another. Give me another week. Give me another week.
Oh man, that's the ultimate cock tease right there.
Yeah, sorry guys. So I want to be again. I'm always very careful with this stuff. I don't like saying something too early. Most of the time, Rich and I sit on stuff way too long. I thought it would be it's interesting. Like chairs and balloons and cake.
I keep getting tricked into that. I don't know why.
Dude, every time Rich comes in here, instead of a whoopee cushion, I just put a cake. But my wife airbrushes the cake to look like the chair. So it's like fondant on top. So he just sits on it. He goes, again.
I'm like, no. And then I got to do the whole show with no pants on while this guy stares at my gym jam.
Yeah. All right. Let's submit your questions in the chat room. Let's do that. Also, if you want to call in, we'll take a couple phone calls here today. 888-828-1437. That's 888-828-1GFQ. Call us up. You'll be when you call, you'll be automatically put on hold. And when we answer, you'll hear a funny sound. And I'll say, who's this and where are you calling from? So you could call in 888-828-1437. So, Rich, any questions in the chat? Anything I'm forgetting? I should begin with that.
Wrestling was okay this week. I think the Christian thing was kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Raw did a very high number. I think the highest number since WrestleMania.
Christian pop the ratings.
Christian pop the rating. I don't know. Maybe the rumors of, you know, the story of Bruce Prichard taking over. This was his first show. You can kind of see that the creative direction is different now. Very interesting. It's very interesting. So let's go down.
We got a question from Danielson. Do you think NWA will merge with AEW?
That's a great question. Well, because they are going to be doing something. Mm-hmm. I think here's how I see this, right? Marty has been a point man for Ring of Honor and NWA to kind of unite everybody. Mm-hmm. I think the NWA product is perfect. I love everything about it. I love how they are, they presented this very old school feel. The promos are different. They're encouraged to do that old school look at the camera and yell at you promo. Nick Aldis is, if you want to talk about a world champion, that's a world champion.
Oh, yeah.
You see that guy holding that title and you're like, my God, that guy's a world champion. I'm not even talking about in-ring ability, right? Forget about that. Just visuals. This guy is a world champion. Having that guy in AEW in some capacity, I think it's beneficial. I don't know where NWA is headed. I don't know if they're headed in the, because they got to grow. The studio taping concept was good for like one or two seasons. That was the point, to build the following, and then they could start doing something. But with house shows and touring out the window for a while, and the scandals that they've had. They had the Cornette issue. Now they have a Dave Lagana issue. I don't know what the future holds for them. I think this is all fresh, so it's hard to make an assumption if AEW and them are going to be working together. I know that when this thing was put together, right, when the All In was put together, the concept was originally, before the whole AEW thing, was that maybe this leads to a WrestleMania style show where you have all these different promotions involved. You have New Japan, you have Ring of Honor, you have NWA, you have independent guys, and they compete on the biggest wrestling show. Yeah. Non-WWE guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be there at WrestleMania.
It's nice to play fantasy booker when it comes to the NWA stuff, because it doesn't seem like they're in trouble, but because of the pandemic, it seems like everything was set back, and I wouldn't mind an NWA AEW invasion kind of thing where you had like your top guys on the roster, like your Aaron Stevens, you got Nick Aldis, Colt left them to sign with AEW, you know, so like you have like a lot of good players on both sides, and I think bringing that NWA title onto like TNT again would be a lot of fun.
I think so. We got a caller, Rich. Let me take this.
It's Carlos.
Carl, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Corey from New York.
Corey, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
Hey guys, just want to comment on all of these scandals that came out yesterday, especially with David Starr.
Yeah, shoot.
I just wanted to say that I totally agree that David Starr, especially if this stuff is true, you know, most likely should be blackballed for a long time from the wrestling industry. But I don't want it to be lost with the stuff that he was doing to try to unionize and make things better for the boys, you know, overall. And I actually had this slight conversation with Rich for a couple of moments on Twitter yesterday. And I do respect his opinion, the fact that if anything that happens to women, they should, you know, their story should come out. But I don't want, you know, what he was doing otherwise to be totally lost in the equation, because, you know, unionizing these wrestlers and getting better treatment is a major issue.
No,
I was wondering what your guys' opinion was.
No, Corey, thank you for that question. Great question. So here's where it starts. I think David Starr's approach to unionizing, from what I was told, people that were even for it, right? There's plenty of people within wrestling that are pro having some sort of union. Whether or not it's an official style union or through, you know, mass negotiations, they're able to say, listen, we need health coverage. We're not independent contractors because you're not letting us go everywhere. I think in terms of the independent wrestling scene, they are independent contractors. But when you go to, in terms of WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Impact, for the most part, these guys are not the traditional independent contractor. There are many people, I would say most people in the wrestling business that are pro having some sort of compensation and benefits set up. The problem was that I think David Starr's approach to being so aggressive, not only he burnt his bridge with the major guys for sure, because he was considered a troublemaker on how aggressive he was, but I think his approach turned off a lot of people that normally would have been defending him. If for, for the union stuff, for the you know, unionizing concept. I 100% agree. Whatever happened now has totally muddied any argument he ever had, because now people will not listen to him. He does not have the soapbox to stand on. He does not have the ability to cut through this, because now you've been labeled. I mean, first of all, he is an abrasive guy, and that is a problem, right? Especially when you want to get your way. You can't be abrasive and aggressive and forcefully get it, because then it's done with resentment. His approach was wrong, and I definitely think that that argument of a union now is out the window. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, these are very muddy waters that we are treading right now, especially as fans who don't know. I don't want to say know anything, but like, you know, it's too hard to speculate on all that kind of stuff. But I do agree with that, that it's going to be hard to see a positive message through a lot of negativity, you know?
Yeah. What else do we have in the chat?
A lot of negativity.
Because I don't know. I have the reading compensation and the speaking as well. I can't talk.
You have the reading comprehension and speaking capacity of a newborn child.
I was going to say a squirrel.
Can I say broccoli?
You can say broccoli. Broccoli's
fine. Do you guys know anything about NJPW and TV in the U.S.? On TV in the U.S.?
I know something, and I can tell you that it is not happening now.
Oh, boy.
They were working on a deal, and it totally fell apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bradley Edgen asks, I think we're down to days until the recent WWE guys are free. There's a few days left. I think July 15th. Where do you guys see Gallows, Anderson, Brian Myers, and Matt Cardona going?
Those are the big ones, right? And Rusev, too.
Rusev, yeah. I think Rusev's going to end up on Impact for some reason. I just have like a weird feeling about that.
Well, they have their pay-per-view coming up in July, right?
Yeah, July 22nd. So everybody's free.
Yeah, so everybody's free for that. Somebody's showing up. I have no idea where. I would, if I was Rusev, I would go to Ring. I would go to AEW immediately.
Really?
I think Rusev.
How would you
shine.
Impact, man?
You know what it is? There's no eyeballs.
Yeah.
There's no eyeballs.
Well, who knows that's EC3. Assuming they want him.
I'm going to tell you, EC3's going to Impact. They've been teasing it on TV. So they've been playing his theme. So unless it's a big swerve and it's not him and it's somebody else, that's possible. Gallows and Anderson, those guys could go anywhere.
Man.
I would like to see them in Japan again. I'd like to see them in AEW. That tag picture with Gallows and Anderson, the Revival, the Bucks,
Lucha Brothers,
friends, Lucha Bros,
Kenny Hangman.
Party. Who else? Yeah, Kenny Hangman.
Kenny Hangman. Even Nightmare, Natural Nightmares.
Dude, great. They have a tremendous tag team division.
Oh,
if you're
good.
A tag team, you want to be where... You want to be where the best is. And I think right now, AEW has the best tag team division. Go ahead.
I think Myers and Cardona are going to end up in AEW at some capacity.
As a tag team. Make them a tag team.
Nah, I think they're going to... I think Myers, trainer, Zack Ryder, challenges Cody at some point for that title.
Listen, Brian Myers, Bayside Queens' own... I want to see this guy be so successful when he goes somewhere. Listen, dude, what a story that's written for him, right? Wherever he goes. This guy could show up and he'd be like, they treated me like garbage. They made me lose every week. They didn't let me be who I wanted to be. By the way, Darren from the Seven Line, our friend, made his gear.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of natural stories. Even Zack Ryder. Listen, we got to eliminate the concept of, well, WWE held all these guys down and they're going to be successful somewhere else. Some will, some won't. I think a lot of these guys are very polished and they're very put together and they'll have a tremendous success if they're allowed to. You know, we'll see what happens. We've seen, listen, what's his name is a great example, the Perfect 10.
Yeah.
Right now,
he's teaming up with the Horsemen right now.
Now he's coming into his own. Now, months after, you know, it takes a while. What else do we have?
We got, what do you think? Brad from Mars writes, what do you think of Ricky Starks' debut on AEW? Are we taking any more calls?
Yeah. If you guys call in. 888-828-1437. That's 888-828-1437. I thought it was good. He's still very young. How old is he?
Mm-hmm.
Like 12?
John Starks.
Ricky Myers.
From the New York Knicks, right?
Let me see.
Ricky Starks.
Why did I put in Ricky Myers? I have no idea why. Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks is... They don't even list his date of birth here. He doesn't have a Wikipedia or anything. They took him from NWA, obviously. I don't know his birthday, but he's a young guy. He was good. He was fine. You know, good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
They could do something with him. I just don't know what. Unless they... You know what? Do you think they need a cruiserweight division?
No. I think you got enough belts. I think you have your tag. You got your ladies. You got your TV title. And you got your world champ. That's all you need for a two-hour weekly show.
Yeah.
I can see, instead of doing a cruiser title, I can see them doing something like a hardcore title.
Maybe something. I don't know what. These guys, I don't know. 80, but he has a problem. 80% of the roster is a cruiserweight. Dave is right in the chat room. So that's the problem. I thought it was a good debut. He was fine.
Thoughts on the MLW deal?
Oh, with the zone?
Yeah.
I think it's great for ring, slip of the tongue there. Is that what I call them? MLW. Yeah. I think MLW is in the position of being what Ring of Honor was years ago at this point. Cord has done a great job at creating a alternative product on TV. I think, you know, to be able to do, to put together a product like this on a budget that they work on is actually unbelievable. It's mind-boggling that they're able to produce a good-looking television show every week. Mm. You know, but they have some people. They got the Von Erichs. I'm trying to find who's their champion? Hammerstone, right?
They got Pillman. They got Pillman Jr.
Yeah. Let me see.
Do you think Tessa is going to leave Impact in the next month?
No, she's going to stay.
Okay.
I asked about that. I heard that she's going to stay. Let's take this call. Call, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Derek from Memphis.
Derek, are you crying?
Hey.
Is this a sad day for you?
You know, I've got the, I think, two boxes of tissues today for multiple reasons.
Yeah, for multiple reasons.
he started on a high note. And
they released that action figure, what it's going to look like here in the next these past couple of days. So that was the high point. Now we're at the low.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Riddle's supposed to debut tonight on SmackDown. What do you guys think is going to happen then?
Well, I think he's going to debut. I don't know if the Riddle story is taking. I'm curious what WWE says, because they did make a statement on Jordan Devlin, right? They were quick to doing that. They made the standard corporate public answer of we don't condone this kind of behavior. Obviously, we take it very seriously. And we're going to investigate to the end. I have not seen anything on Riddle yet. I got to know more about this. The Riddle stuff is all still fresh. I saw it, and obviously it's terrible if true, but I want to see more. I want to hear more about this. But I don't know. I don't know what WWE does, but it's already pre-taped. It's not live.
Yeah.
So they either got to cut an entire segment out of their TV, or they got to just chug through it and see what happens. What do you think they should do? Actually, let me ask you that, because you're a Matt Riddle fan. What do you think they should do?
Biggest Matt Riddle
fan. I mean, if this story comes out true and everyone gets their due process, you know, innocent unless proven guilty, and I mean, if it comes true, I'm the kind of guy that they say they probably have to just straight up release them.
Yeah. But what do you think they should do today?
Well, I'm not a television producer, but you know, just let's just air some Paul Heyman promos, because that can take up like a good 20 minutes of time.
Yeah, yeah. I that's a great question. We'll find out tonight. I think there's going to be we're going to find out what they plan on doing, if they continue on with a major angle, or if they want to hold off and say, okay, you know what, guys, let's investigate this and see what the hell this is about.
Yeah.
You also have to remember, Matt Riddle's married, right?
He is, and his wife is, looks like she could kick some fools around, too, if you've ever seen pictures of her.
Yeah.
what are your thoughts about Heyman getting, I don't know if y'all talked about this, but Heyman getting dropped this week.
Yeah, so, Rich, what do you think? I didn't ask you. What do you think of Heyman leaving booking creative?
I think it was a lot of politics, but I hope the guys that he was high on don't suffer from being deep pushed. Because if you watch Raw for the last few weeks, you saw that, you know, your Aleister Black, your Angel Garza, your Andrade, your Austin Theory, Apollo Crews, these were all like Heyman dudes that he wanted to shine a spotlight on. You know, apparently the rumor is that Asuka was a Heyman project, but she is so well liked in the company that she will be completely unaffected by Heyman's, I guess, like, demotion?
Departure, I guess.
Demotion,
right?
To just on-air talent, yeah.
Yeah. So something's breaking right now on Matt Riddle's situation as we speak. There's DMs regarding the allegations made about Matt Riddle that's coming out. I'm just getting this now.
I don't know if I need to be on the phone for this part.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So I'm asking for a summary. If MGK could give me a summary, because I can't read it and do the show at the same time. It's kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you that. Derek, anything you're looking forward to before I let you go?
Oh, wow.
Man, nothing.
Interesting.
Nothing really at all. I mean, there's no wrestling going on down here in Memphis, so anything you want to see is on television.
Excellent. Well, Derek, stay healthy. I hope the family's doing well.
Stay happy.
Don't be upset. We'll get through this together.
That's right.
All right.
All right, guys. Well,
later.
Thank y'all.
Later. Take care. 888-828-1437. 888-828-1GFQ. You could call in. Submit your questions in the chat. There's a lot happening, so I'm assuming this Q&A is going to go on for another 20 minutes or so. Let's see what we have here. Anything in the chat room? Ziggler to Raw, and Forgotten Sons are done. Yeah, Forgotten Sons were done about two weeks ago. WWE just released a statement on Matt Riddle. Let's see, WWE Matt Riddle. Let's see what the statement is.
Oh, boy. Live update.
I don't know where that statement is, if someone could send it to me, because I can't pull this off. Rich, you want to find a question?
Yeah, give me like 2 seconds here, bud.
There we go.
It looks like the thing that just came out is that Matt Riddle is saying that she is, that whatever happened, he's already on the case with WWE lawyers.
Okay, so I think this is the message. Matt Riddle wrote this. The fact that you think I do something like that makes me sad. I don't know who this message is to. You don't even need to be a fan or a friend, but try not to believe every story you hear, especially one with no proof. Have a great day. And then somebody wrote, why the F would you lie? I don't know who this message is between. Why does anyone lie? She's been harassing me for years. I've had to change my number 3 times, and I almost got a restraining order against her, but I didn't want to ruin her career. My lawyer and WWE are already in motion to press charges for defamation, cyberstalking, and bullying. But believe who you want to, bro. Why listen to logic or facts? That's one message. And then I believe this is his wife now responding. Somebody sent, copied, and pasted the message of the person that's accusing Matt. They said, his wife says, yeah, that's not true. She's a serious psycho obsessed person. So much to the point that we almost got a restraining order against her last year. And Matt had to change his number twice. So very similar story right there between Matt Riddle and his wife about the allegations. So that's their answer. So we've heard from
Eric's going to have to bust out another box of Kleenex.
I know. 888-828-1437. You could call in. Number is right on the screen. There you go. Right on the screen.
Large 23 says the urine spot from SmackDown was censored where he lived. Is there heat with Fox and WWE? The rumor is, yeah, apparently Fox did not like the pee-pee spot.
Okay, so here's the crazy thing, right? Mm-hmm. They censored it for the West Coast feed. The East Coast feed got it because it went live. But This was recorded. Fox knew. They were told the segment. They provided the segment before they go, especially now in pre-taped era. Mm-hmm. They were very much aware of what was happening. I'm not going to say the censors were aware, but people were aware. So they cut it out because it broke the terms of no bodily fluids being flung at people's faces.
Right.
So what are they going to do when there's blood? I'm curious if that's going to be allowed, right? If the East Coast feed has blood, something happens, someone's bleeding, do they censor it on the West Coast feed? I'm curious what they'll do.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say they're going to have time to go back and fine-tune it, right?
Yeah. Lewis says in the chat room, Fox must have received complaints. Fox did not receive complaints. Fox determined this on their own after seeing what happened. We got another call here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There's pee everywhere. Let's take that. Carl, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brad from Austin.
Brad, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I was kind of curious about your thoughts on AEW running Fyter Fest on TV as opposed to like a Bleacher Report like they did last year. I know it was free last year, too, but kind of interesting considering they still seem to have that deal with Bleacher Report.
No, that it's a very interesting, and I'm going to take your question off the air. I think that's very interesting, and it's a great point. So here's where here's where it lies, right? So they were planning on doing this on Bleacher Report for the longest time, but they realized that the TV ratings are becoming very important. There's this pressure from TNT regarding the ratings. Not like negative pressure. TNT's very happy with the ratings. Let me just tell you. To have live first-run content that's getting over 500,000 weekly to a demo that purchases, to a tremendous 18 to 34 demo, TNT's very happy. But now it's becoming a very obvious concern that they keep these ratings up. They want to be in that 1 million range. That's their goal. They want to hit 1 million viewers a week. How do you do that? Do you do that by putting I'm going to use hand quotes here for people listening, a pay-per-view on for free on a network that a lot of people don't use, so the eyeballs are gone? Or do you make this a 2-week blockbuster like they did with The Cruise? You know, the concept of The Cruise was they did that show in Miami and then they did The Cruise. So I'm okay with this. I'm not against it. Obviously, you're diluting a pay-per-view by making it 2 weeks, but maybe they feel like they have so much content and so much, unbelievable matches that they're going to put this on. I was told this is going to be a pay-per-view style show, right? They're not pulling back anything. They're going to go as hard as they would on a pay-per-view. But Rich, do you think this is a mistake to take it off Bleacher Report and put it on the network, put on TNT?
No, not at all. I think it's great because the Fyter Fest started as the CEO show that Kenny put together a few years ago, and that was free on Twitch.
Yeah.
And I think they ran for 2 years for free, and then last year was the first like free one on Bleacher, and then this year they're doing it on the network. So I feel like this is one of those shows that they can kind of have fun with, and this is it's like one of those really good opportunities to show, I think, new fans pay-per-view quality matches for free. I think it's smart, and the card looks awesome too so far.
It does look great. I think it's going to be, it's a good call. I don't think it's a bad call. I think it's a good call. By the way, the ratings, the buy rate for Double or Nothing, it was over 100,000 purchases.
Yeah.
I want you guys to think about that. That in an age where the TV ratings are down, obviously, because there's no live audience. The build for this, obviously, to hype Double or Nothing hype would have been way more than it was. And they did solid numbers. They were in line with what their pay-per-views are. So I think it's good. What do you have, Rich?
Well, is Jeff going to take a dump on Sheamus now after the pee thing?
Yeah, he's going to poop on him, and then he's going to do bloodletting. That's next.
Let's be sophisticated and say defecate. He's going to defecate okay. on Sheamus's
yeah,
head.
He's going to defecate on Sheamus next. That's what next week. Anthony in the chat, what happened to the hacker? I have no idea. I have no clue. Maybe he's back this week. How long has it been that the hacker's gone? Was he gone last week? He was gone last week, right?
I haven't watched. I've only like fast forwarded through SmackDown, so I may have that hacker stuff may have been lost in the shuffle.
The hacker. I have. I don't think they had an idea. Yeah. All right. What else do we have? Anything else?
It looks like that's it for questions right now.
Guys, submit your question. Last set of questions, and then we'll do rapid fire, and we'll get through it.
If somebody wants to call in, man, 1-888-828-1437. But you gotta do the old school like we did last week. Instead of saying first time, long time, you gotta say big time, small time.
Big time, small time. Hacker's done. Ali's going to Raw. I don't think they had a real plan with that hacker. That's what it looks like to me. Yeah. It fell apart.
It was another GTV.
That is freaking hysterical that they did another GTV. Do you think Cage beats Mox? I don't think Cage beats Mox. The plan is to keep Mox with the championship. That top tier is AEW's plan is that top tier stays a top tier. So those guys that are in that main picture are going to be there. I think they need to build Cage before. See, here's the other issue, right? You have a lot of newer guys there that just came in that they're putting in the title picture. And maybe they shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Brian Cage
in
would
what
be a
regard?
Great story. Like Brian Cage, right? Or Brody Lee. Brody Lee had his title shot. Title shot's over. And there you go. Now Brian Cage is going to have his title shot. Mox will win. There you go. So they're that top tier, they're protecting because they don't want to waste those matches. But I think they're kind of very quick, short builds. With random guys, you know, that they haven't built on TV yet.
It seems like they're throwing all the big guys at him, and I have a feeling that after Brian Cage, it's going to be Lance Archer.
Archer would be great. MJF in September.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Bob Hazelwood, what returns first? Live wrestling crowd or baseball? Live wrestling crowd. July 23rd.
Definitely live wrestling crowd. Mm-hmm. Crowd. Who eventually beats Cody for that TNT championship?
Who do you think should?
I think it's going to be a recently released WWE guy.
See, I always say it should be MJF. It should be MJF. He should hold on to that title forever. Forever. Okay. And you know what you're doing then? Then you're taking him off the world title picture. You're holding him back, and then you'll do an interesting thing where maybe Wardlaw turns on him, costs him the title, or Wardlaw gets the title. There's a lot that they could do with this. I think they're being very careful with him. You could see that who they're giving a slow burn to. He's one
absolutely.
Of those. But that TV
Darby would be a nice.
Darby would be great too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Darby would be good too. So when does Vince take over NXT?
Go
ahead, Rich.
I was going to say, like, I think you were saying, like, does AEW need that cruiser title? I think the TNT TV championship encompasses an IC, a TV title, and a cruiser title.
Yeah.
Like, it's and U.S. title. It's every secondary title rolled into one, right?
Mm-hmm. Anthony, when does Vince take over NXT? So if you've been watching NXT the last 2 weeks, you see that they're doing more skits. From what I was told, Vince does not really have much. He does not play a big part in NXT whatsoever, but you know, sometimes you see the writing shift over and people write TV like it's Raw. I think something has changed with their writing process. They're writing more of a Raw style television show because they got to fill 2 hours, and it's really difficult to fill 2 hours of pure wrestling. AEW is able to do something decent with it, but NXT will not be the same NXT with taking it 2 hours every single week. Just impossible.
Your tan looks incredible, by the
Thank
way.
You. Thank you. Dude, my tan line, you see this? Hold on. I have a crazy-ass tan line. Crazy tan line. I'm going to go lay out in the backyard after we're done here. I just put on oil. I just put on, like, olive oil. I just get nude, and I just lay there the whole time.
Are you going to go to that rooftop?
I'm going on the rooftop today, 4 o'clock. That's what I'm doing.
Let's see what else. What else do we got here? Who eventually beats Cody? I think we got through a lot of it. Do you want to do one last, if somebody wants to call in one last time?
Yeah. Let's do last callers, guys. If you want to call in, ask a question, here's your point. Chance, 888-828-1437, 888-828-1GFQ. You can call in while I'm doing these plugs. Hey, guys, do me a favor. We got a bunch of people watching. Hit the subscribe button here. We're almost at 4,000 subscribers. I want to be at 5,000 by the end of the year. That's my goal. I want to hit 5,000 subs. Let's get there. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. You can follow us on Twitter, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter, Andrew Zarian on Twitter, BTC Rich on Twitter. We have a great Facebook group. You could go join the Facebook group where we have an Instagram, Instagram.com/MattMenPodcast. 16,000 followers there. Just, you know, where everywhere podcasts are available, subscribe to the audio, subscribe to the video. Every bit helps. Every bit. So, any last questions? And then we're going to wrap it up. So you could call in. We got a little bit of a delay, obviously. You're going over the internets. So let's see what we got.
We got one question. Does Orton feud with Ciampa soon?
Yeah, isn't that interesting, that feud?
I like it. I feel like those guys would knock it out of the park if they had a match. I feel like their styles are different but very similar.
By the way, let's talk about Orton a little bit.
Sure.
This guy is perfect. I'm sorry. I'm back into loving his slithery skin. It's smooth. It's snake-like. Beautiful legs. Beautiful tan. This guy is on fire. He's near the end of his career. And
I think so.
40-something years old. Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, he does. He's not at the beginning.
I think he's like 41, maybe, dude. If any. He might not even be 40.
40. He's 40 on the dot. Just turned 40.
Awesome.
So he has, you know, 6 more years of this. You know,
10 more years, dude.
10
that guy's
years?
In great shape. Yeah.
He is on fire. What a great. Imagine this. They're letting this guy be a dick, right? That's his gimmick. He's a dick.
Absolutely.
My God. He's so good. I'm charmed by him again. He did his charm. He did this snake act. He came out of the barrel. Now I'm all hypnotized by him again. Dude, the guy is killing it. He's so good in this just terrible human being role because it plays close to who he is. It's comfortable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a terrible human being.
Yeah. Yeah. It checks. It's close. Let's see. There's more to the Matt Riddle stuff, which.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There's pictures.
This is a big wormhole. Big can of worms. Huge can of worms right here.
There's a message from Matt telling me that he can't wait to see me from just a year ago. If I was harassing him for years, I'm not sure how possible that was. Hey, Sam, this is Lisa Riddle. You are still blocked on Matt's phone, and he knows I'm messaging you. Can you please do me a favor and screenshot all the messages you have between the two of you? Please, you owe me that. You don't have to respond. His number's changed, so I'll see you Saturday. Yeah.
What?
This is, dude. I don't want to go into it. I know a little bit.
Yeah, man. What's happening right now?
Yeah. I'm not going into it. There's a lot of infidelity happening. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're building Orton for Drew. And I got to tell you want someone to take that title off Drew, it would be Orton, right?
At this point, yeah. I would rather see Orton take that title off of Braun.
Orton take the title off of Braun. Braun.
Yeah.
Well, he would have to switch sides. And I think Raw is really weak right now with heavy, big leaning talent.
We got one more question. Do you have any thoughts on AEW possibly getting a Joshi championship?
No, they're not going to do that. Sorry, my friend. Many apologies. All right, guys. That's it for this week. That was a jam-packed show, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Show should be posted for podcast in a couple of hours. Obviously, we want to get this out as quick as possible. We're going to start doing clips also. I got to get Suncast to do some clips for us. I got to just timestamp it and tell them. We're going to be doing that. We'll be back next week, probably on Thursday. But, things are moving so fast. If there's breaking news, obviously, maybe Rich and I will do another one on Monday. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Who knows, man? We'll Monday, be everywhere and anywhere.
Monday, I got a very busy day. It's Apple's WWDC, and they're going to announce a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to do What the Tech in the afternoon on Monday. If you're interested in technology, you could follow us at What the Tech. I'm watching Paul Heyman in a really bad WCW skit right now on TV. So there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. So we'll keep you posted. Listen, we got a busy couple days happening. So let's all hang tight. Look at the positive in life. Look for the good in your day. It's a beautiful day here in New York City. I'm going to go and tan in my yard. I'm going to have a cocktail. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to see some people. And I'm going to have a great day. That's what I'm going to do. Oof. That's what I'm telling you to do. Go enjoy your day. For me, goodbye. And Rich, what do you have to say?
When you're tanning in your backyard, I'm going to be on the behind the fence like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Just peeking.
Except I'm going to have binoculars out, and I'm going to be on a step stool just watching that tan glaze you over.
Yeah. Maybe Rich and I will do a show from my tub next week. You want to do that?
Oh, that would be great.
You want to do a tub show? Rich and I in
the tub? I would totally do a tub show.
Dude, let's just do it. Covered in bubbles, and then have some champagne.
Do a bath bomb?
Yeah.
Do a bath bomb?
Bath bomb?
This is the greatest show ever. Bath bomb.
A bath bomb. Yeah, we'll do a bath bomb. We'll do a show in the tub. It'll be the first ever pro wrestling podcast ever recorded in a bathtub.
Oh, forget it. It's going to be the best.
Just two pals sharing a bath. What's wrong with that? Nothing. All right, guys. We'll see you all next time. Take care.